cannot say I. They have to say we. Okay. What do? They're clever. They're studying. Where do you go? You want to learn something. Mom. They go to the mother. Where is the father's tomb? They go to their father's tomb. They are sorcerers. They call the spirit of the father and say, hey you, you're out there, a fellow is here with a stick, and he's the tricky fellow. And we say, you want me to tell you? That's not the game. Of course we are standing here, we see everything. It's up to you. I say, well, hey father, help, it's all for help. Try to steal his stick. If you could, he's another sorcerer, punish. They accept it. Imagine two sorcerers. They listen to the advice of the father in the grave. They go to steal the stick. What is the scene? Oh, you forgot. There is these nothingness. On the hill there is one tree, and the fellow is sleeping under the tree. You remember? We repeated it so many times in our stories. You remember Omar was sleeping and the representative of here is the same. Oh, he's sleeping and the stick is there. They approach the stick and the stick starts to tremble and move. And they will, this is Moses will wake up. They will say, oh, excuse us, we wanted to do this, this is what's happening. He say, okay, but don't tell anyone. Because next day that all the sorcerers will come around, these two are changed. These are the side of Moses. He's creating something here that, okay, sorcery, like everything else, could be good, could be bad. It depends, it is serving your ego or it is serving your spirit. As simple as that. And all of them are not condemned. Some of them should try. Ah, this is one of the good outcome of that, giving time to Moses. Because have we ever said that the logic is bad? We always say logic is good, but it's limited. Up to its limitation is good. All these tricks are good. Which one? The we one. We choose two of them to say we. Oh mother, we don't know what to do. Where is our father? You see? Do you remember we did the same with Moses? Moses cannot say I, because the brother is talking and should say we. That we repeat. This is that story explained in a beautiful way. Yes.
He said, the command hath come. Go, the respite is to thee. I depart to my dwelling place. Thou art delivered from me. He was going, and at his heels, the dragon, wise and loving, like the hunter's dog. Like the hunter's dog, wagging its tail, it made the stones sand beneath its hoof. With its breath, it drew in stone and iron, and visibly chewed the iron into small fragments. In the air, it was making itself above the zodiac, so that Greeks and Gregorians would flee from it in panic. From its palate, it cast out foam like a camel. Whomsoever a drop hit, he was smitten with tubercular leprosy. The gnashing of its teeth would break the heart. The souls of black lions would be distraught. When that chosen one reached his kinfolk, he took hold of the corner of its mouth, and it became again a staff.
Okay. What was that all about? The long explanation, which in Persian is magnificent. It's so strong and fearful. He's talking about the stick. The stick, which is the part of Moses. It's ego. We know that the stick is ego. That the stick in the hand of Moses is a stick, helpful stuff. But without it, we talked about the dragon, right? That's the ego. Ego, a part of ego will follow Moses. And it's like this, it's like that, it's like that, to give you some feeling about the danger of this. Then Moses will arrive and will grab its neck, it turns to a stick. Here is very delicate where Moses will do this. When he arrives at his qawm, here is translated the kinfolks. It's not kinfolks. It's a complicated word which is the base of responsibility. Do you remember qiyam? Standing up. Qawm comes from that family. Means when he arrives in his own environment somehow. When he arrives in the environment of responsible people, then he will do this. Because he will do it for them, for that we that they are assembled. We call them Qawm. Yes.
He leaned upon it saying, "Oh wonder, to me the sun, to my enemy night."
Isn't it wonderful? Because this is what it is. To me, to the spirit, being kind is like daytime. But for my ego, it's nighttime. It's just the opposite. There are things that my consciousness likes, my ego doesn't, and vice versa. How does it work? Yes?
Oh wonder, how doth this host not see a whole world filled with the morning sun? Eyes open and ears open, and this sun, I am amazed at God's eye bandaging. I am amazed at them, and they too at me. From one springtime, they are thorns, and I am jasmine.
Means what? Means that imagine Moses arriving in his family and suddenly having a pipe and smoking and getting high. And what? It's about you understanding the Moses part in you, which is wondering about everything. You say, oh, how strange. Because Pharaoh is not thinking about why this part of me is like this and this and that, but that Moses will say, bizarre. It's bright light, I see it, and they don't see it. How come? Look at this stick. I could lean on it. I could count on it. But without me is that dragon. And look at the people around me. They have their eyes open, their ears open, and they are very clever, and they don't see the sun. How could I understand this? It means your Moses part cannot understand really what's happening and doesn't really need it to, because his life is in that exception. He will do all those miracles later, right? And he's not thinking about the end of the game and winning and all that. Is doing something which is bizarre. because looking out, you will see other people being entangled in this challenge. And even cleverness doesn't save everyone, because he doesn't understand the rest, and the rest doesn't understand him. All this explanation is for you, Milady. Understand that there is two part of you, and these two part of you, they don't even understand each other. Your Pharaoh needs a lot of understanding and the magic and the voodoo and the knowledge and all instruments and the army. And your Moses? Nothing. If he's doing exactly what he's told, the message comes, he will receive, he will do it. Yes?
I pour to them many a cup of pure wine. Its juice turned to stone before this company.
This is before that part of the story and fights. Here, Romeo will bring it back. Moses will say, look at me. I take a glass of lovely wine. I will offer it to them, and this will turn to a stone. What is this? Because to Moses, what he's talking about is simple. Remember that saying of Rumi in book 1, is that what I want to say is simple. It's like a droplet of water. But, how could I deal with your way of listening or not listening? That is bizarre for Moses. Yes?
I twined a handful of roses and carried it to them. Every rose became as a thorn, and the honey turned to poison. That is the portion allotted to the selfless. Since they are with themselves, how should it be shown?
This is a rule that you should never forget. That, yes, there is this beautiful light, but it's not for everyone. It's for the selfless one, not for the selfish one. Here he will not say selfish. He will say with yourself and without yourself. You see? When you are with yourself, you cannot see the light. When you are without yourself, means you are selfless, then you can do it. This is how it works. Yeah.
With us, one must needs be a waking sleeper, that in a state of wakefulness, he may dream dreams.
Translation, please. Go back, paragraph 2, book 1. Remember? He said, when the king realized that these doctors, they can do nothing, he went to the mosque, to the war zone, crying. All that for what? To go in the dream. And he said, the dream is ours. Imagination is ours. Non-existence is ours. Do not forget that. Our fight, our happiness, all of that is based on imagination. And you think imagination is nonsense? Here he would say, do you remember I was talking about the dream? I don't mean you sleepy dream. I mean you should be awakened and dream. That's having a dream. We want this paradox, waking sleepers that will dream when they are awake, not they are sleeping. Yes?
Thought of created things is an enemy to this sweet sleep. Until his thought is asleep, his throat is shut. A bewilderment is needed to sweep thought away. Bewilderment devours thought and recollection. The more perfect he is in silence, the more backward he is in reality, and the more forward in appearance.
Means what? Then he was